interested in seeing some of those old friends this Sunday?
That'll be fun, you know, going against the guys that I play with for years and everything like that in practice and stuff. So it'll be fun. Be a competitive game.
In the past, have you gotten caught up in the Patriots-Jets rivalry, or are you able to just say, hey, it's another ball game, got to go out and play?
Well, I know it's a rivalry and everything, but you will go out to win every game. So it's not like this game would be different than any other game. It's just a game that we want to go out and try to compete.
Revisiting the offseason when you decided to come here and sign, mm-hmm. Are you thinking about the fact that you're going to play your old team twice a year when you mm-hmm. make that decision, or is it just going
to
do it?
Just another opportunity to come out and play football. So this was a place that, you know, wanted me here, so I decided to come and try to help out.
Is the rivalry looked at any differently from the other side? Or?
On both sides, you want to win the game, so it's not any different than any other game you go out and try to compete in.
When you look at Mark Sanchez, are you surprised that he's completing only 49% of his passes this year?
Well, that's not for me to say. I mean, he goes out there and competes, and that's all you could ask for anybody to do.
On a week-to-week basis, are you eager to get more and more time defensively, defensive snaps? How do you approach your week from a cornerback standpoint?
I just go out and prepare, you know, like I'm going to play, and if my number's called, and I go out there and do what I can do.
And you have the confidence that if your number's called more than usual in any given week, that you're able to jump in and perform to your capabilities?
Yeah, of course. Like I said, I prepare like I'm going to play the whole game. So if that's what happens, then I'm ready for it.
Any communication with your old teammates this week? One week hiatus.
I mean, we talk. We're still friends, you know, so I still talk to some of the guys back there. Play just like regular stuff. I don't get into that. So.
Are they trying to debrief you at all?
No, not at all, not at all. We both know, both sides know what it is, so, you know, we're just going to go out there and compete.
Does a guy like Tim Tebow change the complexion of, you know, A, what you have to do on defense and what they want to do on offense sometimes, and, you know, given the versatility of his skills?
Well, he's a special player, you know, so he can go out there and do more than just throw the ball. You know, he can run the ball, and, you know, he got really good decision-making skills, running the ball and, you know, good vision and stuff, so... I mean, it's a different aspect having a quarterback like that.
Is physical football stressed more by Rex and the Jets?
Say that again?
Is physical football stressed more by Rex, Ryan, and the Jets?
More than it's stressed here?
Yeah.
Well, football is football. You know, you want to be physical whenever you're playing. You don't want to go out there and get pushed around. So it's the same that I've always known.
Do they have more of a mentality, though, to kind of pound it at you, do you think?
No, I mean, everybody wants to go out there and be the most physical team. So it's like that on both sides.
Thank you. Yeah.